Track 7. Sad day as post office counter closes. Customers have said a sad farewell to two post office staff as facilities in Dawlish convert to a changed format. But the decision has been widely condemned as Dawlish is now left without a single main post office counter or a single bank. Departing staff who worked at the dedicated post office counter in one stop in the Strand have been thanked by many customers for their dedication and service as the counter closed for good, describing it as the end of an era. Now a single counter will be provided at the front of the store alongside the main till points. But this has been predicted to cause mayhem as the previous counter was always busy. While many praised the two post office staff, they were also highly critical of the decision to make the changes. The post office counter had been known as being busy and was regularly used. The decision to make the change was described as ridiculous, dreadful, and shameful. One customer said it was a sad day and the post office was needed today as much as ever. Another said it was a terrible idea. Charity Dawlish Community Transport thanked the staff and said they would be missed by many. It was confirmed in November last year that the main post office counter would be closed, with services moving to a new area. At the time, a spokesman for One Stop said it had seen a significant change in the way customers were using the post offices, as many services had moved online. The spokesman explained, "Due to this, we will be converting a number of our main post office branches into local formats. We'd like to reassure our customers that dependent on the store, they will still be able to use our many banking and bill services, postal services, as well as travel essentials such as organising travel insurance and picking up their travel money." But customers remained unconvinced that the move will work and blasted the changes, saying the post office counter had often had long queues. It has been claimed that the shop had been looking to expand its floor space.
Cafe over the moon at reaching target. A Newton Abbott cafe facing a short-term funding crisis has said it is over the moon at having reached its £30,000 fundraising target. It was in the middle of June when No Limits Cafe and Hub announced it was facing uncertainty regarding its finances. The current economic climate had presented the cafe with challenges, so much so that it launched a crowdfunder in a bid to plug a hole, a £30,000 hole. Donations, which were match funded up to £250 per donation by insurance company Aviva, came in thick and fast as news spread of the cafe's predicament. Having surpassed its initial target, No Limits Cafe and Hub is keeping its crowdfunder open, hoping to raise further funds to buy an air conditioning unit and to cover general maintenance. "We are over the moon," the cafe said on its Facebook page. "Thank you for believing in No Limits. The difference we make and the barriers our incredible team of people are helping to break down. We can now continue proving the positive impact diversity and different abilities makes the workplace and society. No Limits Cafe and Hub goes beyond what one can expect from a typical cafe, offering everything from work experience placements and supported internships to in-house employment opportunities and employment outreach programs. The cafe has supported 14 people into paid work within other businesses across Devon in the last 16 months. It has also provided short and long-term opportunities for nearly 100 people since opening." No Limits director and supported employment lead Sarah Thorpe said, "It's all very, very exciting. It is really nice to know that we have this level of community support, and also, actually, it has really done us a favour in advertising, which is what we do. I think it has reached a lot of people. Supported employment is being talked about a lot at the moment. To donate to the cafe's fundraiser, visit the crowdfunding website and enter No Limits Cafe and Hub into the search box."
Volunteers celebrate award presentation. Delighted volunteers and staff at a Dawlish-based charity received an award from King Charles III. Assist Teambridge were announced as winners of the King's Award for Voluntary Service in November. Now they've been presented with the award by His Majesty's Lord Lieutenant of Devon, David Fursden. The award was presented to volunteer coordinator Chrissy Marshall at the celebration event held at the Manor House. The charity received a crystal award and framed certificate signed by the King. The award recognises the outstanding contribution the charity's volunteers make to benefit and support people in the local community. The King's Award is the highest award a voluntary group can receive and is the equivalent to an MBE. Assist Teambridge provides information and advice and, through the recruitment and training of volunteers, a range of free support services to older people at risk of a deterioration in health and well-being. Manager Shirley Fewings, herself an MBE, said last year, "To say I'm thrilled and delighted that our volunteers' centre's work has been recognised is an understatement. I know how committed the volunteers are and how much time they donate to support those in need. To have their hard work recognised in this way is wonderful. The charity offers a wide range of support, including befriending, emergency shopping and dog walking and benefit checks. And feedback from service users has been overwhelmingly positive, and its users are glad to know someone is keeping an eye on them, who they can talk to about issues that may be causing concern."
Say g'day to Bruce. There's a chance to get up close and personal with a rare Antipodean animal at a Devon Zoo. Paignton Zoo are offering the opportunity to meet Bruce, one of the few short-beak echinoderas in the UK. Native to Australia, Tasmania and the New Guinea, echinoderas occupy a range of habitats in the wild and eat ants, worms and termites, which they collect with their long sticky tongue. The zoo is now offering a new exciting echinoda experience, a unique encounter that is perfect for animal lovers of all ages. Suitable for ages 5 and upwards, with adult supervision for anyone under 16, the experience will enable visitors to get behind the scenes with a zookeeper and meet the little spiny wonder, learn fascinating facts about the echinoderas, help prepare Bruce's lunch and even meet his enclosure mate, Dumble the Potoroos.
Accessibility boost at attraction. Sheldon Wildlife Trust has teamed up with an accessibility information provider to help visitors with additional needs. The popular attraction, which looks after and helps preserve rare and endangered small animals, now features on the AccessAble website and app, providing detailed information about access to the zoo. Trust bosses have worked with AccessAble to produce detailed access guides, allowing anyone with disabilities to check and plan a visit. The online guides include facts, figures and photographs and cover everything from parking facilities, assisted listening, walking distances and accessible toilets. It provides details of slopes, ramps and steps, heights of tables, types of flooring and aisle widths in shops. Zach Showell, Trust Director, said, "We know everyone's accessibility needs are different, which is why having detailed, accurate information is so important. It's why all of the details you'll find in the guides have been checked in person, on site, by trained surveyors."